Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Mileage. It's been a minute. I haven't recorded with anyone in a minute, but we're here now. We're on a flight. This is the takeoff. The weather is good at our destination, and today we are going to have a co-pilot. I'll let her introduce herself after the intro, but we're here. We're gonna be flying for about 30 minutes through the skies of relationships. That's a very hot topic because a lot of people want to know about relationships. So, but we're here with my person, which you'll find out after the intro. But fasten your seatbelts, get ready, and let's go. Okay, we are in full flight mode now, and I'm with someone that I haven't even known for so long, but somehow we've managed to strike an amazing relationship. So I'll let her introduce herself. Co-pilot, take it away.
Hi everyone. Hi Kat. I'm Rebecca. A small introduction about myself is I'm a lover of interiors and architecture.
Come on. Sounding bougie.
Bougie. I also have a corporate career in asset management. And I'm sure you're going to find out a bit more about myself as we continue to delve into our conversation.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you an icebreaker question.
Go for it.
All right. What was your first impression of me? And what is your current impression of me? Because a lot of people's first and current impression of anyone is different. So,
so when you meet them in person.
Yeah, exactly. So take it away.
I think there was just an air of just confidence.
This is first impression.
First impression is just like, this guy is very confident, very sure of himself, and he's excellent at what he does. Those are the first three things. Like confidence, sure of yourself, and you're excellent at what you do. So I was just like, I just need to know who this person is. And I remember the first time I actually came across who you are was the reel that went viral of you breaking down how many hours it took for you to produce a particular piece of art.
A lot of people actually thought that was my fake voice.
On it, like, you sounded like it, that voice, like, you should be paid, honestly, to speak, because you've got like a richness to the tone of your voice as well.
Thank you.
And you just know how to speak. And I think you had like a cap on, like, it's just, I can't really see your eyes. And I think there's a lot of
mystery.
There was an air of mystery. I just thought, who's this guy? And then upon meeting you, even though it hasn't been long, I feel like all of those things still stand. But in addition, you're very caring. It's quite hard to see online, and just because like your art is what you bring to social media first and foremost, so I think you're very caring. You're a people person, and you actually sacrifice for those that you care about. There's a lot more.
How do you know that?
Don't worry, I've been observing you. I've been observing you,
Rebecca,
and also just by, like, obviously I've been with you, like, physically in your presence, in your city. I've been in Abuja for a couple of hours.
How's that been?
It's been beyond what I've been expecting. Like, it was beyond my expectations. Lovely city, really refreshing. This is now comparing it to Lagos, by the way. Comparing it to Lagos, like, it's massive disparity. Absolutely see myself living here. I could live here. I didn't think I could live in Nigeria.
Really?
Yeah, it's just chaotic.
Yeah,
inefficiency as well.
Yeah, I hear that.
The inefficiency is the major part for me. Yeah. But I think coming to Abuja has been serene. It's been extremely green. I'm a nature girl. I love outdoors. I love the greenery. I love scenic environments, as you know. So all of that combined has just been pleasant, and just being with my people. So yourself, you're my people now.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
And then I also came to meet some more of my people as well. So just being like with all of you guys has just been special. Yeah. It's been special. And we'll go into why it's been special.
Because
obviously that goes in line with what we're talking about. But That was my initial and my current impression of you.
Fair enough. So I'll give you my own impression of you. Ooh. You want the first and the current?
I want the first and the current. Okay, this is interesting.
Cool. So the first impression I have is kind of the same.
Yeah.
Current impression.
Yeah.
So the first impression I had of you was multifaceted. Because I found out that, I think the first thing I noticed about your page was the fact that you how to sing. Yeah, your Instagram page.
Yeah.
Was the fact that you knew how to sing.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, yeah, you look quite bold. And then obviously I eventually found out that you were into asset management. And then you obviously have an eye for interior designing. So I just felt like already off the bat there was a lot to you. But also from getting to know you, and this now leads to my current impression, you're just genuinely a, first of all, you're an interesting person. Like, you have depth to you, and then you're also well spoken.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you also care about your people, which is the most important thing about you. You love your people a lot.
Yes,
you
get, like, I do.
Anyone who's in your circle is lucky to be there.
Oh, that's so lucky.
Yeah. So why am I doing that? You see these flowers I'm giving you now?
You're giving me my flowers prematurely. I'm giving you
all your flowers. For
you're
next,
front loading the flowers.
For the next 3 years.
Oh, come on.
But yeah, yeah, for real, for real. Yeah, I did feel like you look out for your people a lot. Like, you're always talking about, oh, this is my person, this person. I don't want to call names, but yeah, like everyone who is in your life gets the full version of you, which I suppose you don't give to everyone.
No.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so that was my first impression.
Nice.
And current impression.
Nice.
Is it, am I off? Am I off track?
You're very accurate.
I'm very on track. I'm barely off track on anything.
You never
my
miss,
intuition
no?
is
you never miss.
It's 102%.
We love that.
Yeah.
That's another like character trait of you that I really like. Very intuitive, very discerning, very sensitive.
Fair enough. But it's so crazy that in such a short time you already know all of this about me. That shows that you have the same as well. But anyway, flowers done.
No more flowers to get.
Let's move.
Why have you been stingy with the flowers?
Nah. Don't worry, I'll give you the next one next year.
No, it's okay.
Once a
I've
year.
Had enough. That's those good. Flowers are like quality.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy cheap flowers and there's expensive ones.
Yeah, no, this one doesn't. You
long.
Don't even need to water these.
I don't. These literally take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good, man. Anyway, so relationships.
Right.
That's what we want to talk about today.
One of my favorite topics.
Yeah, that's why I chose. That's why I chose relationships with you, because I know that you're a big relationship person, like in terms of people. But I specifically want to talk about dating. Yeah. Seriously. See you, man. You're already loading it. So
this isn't my favorite type of relationship to talk about, but we'll
talk
about
but
it.
I just want us to talk about this.
No problem.
So Rebecca,
yes sir,
what do you look for in a romantic relationship?
In a romantic relationship, right, so I look for someone who's family oriented. The reason I say that, again, it links to someone who values people, the people around them, and values having a tribe or a unit of some sort, and it doesn't have to be people who are related to you by blood. And family are just your counsel. So someone who, so this is what I'm looking for in the person, right? Someone, who values family. But in a relationship, in the dynamic itself, I value communication of any sort. And it doesn't mean we're constantly speaking, but it just means you are intentional about what you do communicate to me, how you communicate to me, what you think will be beneficial for me to know, things like that. What do I look for? I look for authenticity. I look for authenticity.
We'll come back to that.
I look for individuality. That is major for me. I look for individuality. So individuality is someone who is not afraid to be the minority. Minoritization is a massive thing for me, like in several aspects, but like someone who's not afraid to be like the minority, someone who is not afraid to have their own opinions in the midst of their council mm-hmm. or in the midst of their community or their tribe. Someone who has their own opinions, especially in the society that we live in today, where, as we've spoken about previously, everything is like an algorithm.
Yeah.
People don't have their own opinions.
And people are bots.
People are bots.
Yeah.
And even if they do have their own opinion, they're not confident enough to share it or say it or stand. People don't stand for things. Someone who stands for something.
Yeah.
So individuality. What else? That's key. Someone who's open-minded, and I know that that's a very easy thing to say, but open-mindedness to me looks like someone who can appreciate where I'm coming from and my differences, my experiences, someone who can appreciate that, someone who can see value in it, even if they can't relate, someone who can welcome my life journey, someone who can be open to trying new things, someone who's open to seeing new things, doing new things, someone who, yeah, open-mindedness. You just have the base to which you can actually receive things that are outside of your norm. That's the foundation. You don't have to subscribe to it. You don't have to agree, but you're just open to it. You know?
Fair enough.
And then lastly, there's a long list.
But please, lastly, right here.
Okay, next, I would say...
Sorry, quick mic check. Check if the green light on your mic is still there.
It's still there.
Okay, yeah,
by God's grace. We move. It's still there. I'm looking for... I recently learned this, someone who can take risks, because that's a massive mindset. Fair it's a enough. Massive mindset flag for me. And I think, obviously, when you hear risk, sometimes you think it's the grand things.
Mm.
But someone who's willing to just try something they're unfamiliar with or the unknown. I think... As we speak, if there's more that comes to me, yeah. I will say, but I think I will also say that the reason why those are the things that I look for is because I think they complement me, and I also possess some of those attributes too.
Mm.
And I think it could be a clash if I'm with somebody who doesn't have some of those things, because then we can't walk together.
Mm.
Because the Bible does say two people can't walk together unless they agree. Mm. So I feel like, you know, you need to have some commonality but also some differences, but they need to be the right commonalities, the right differences, and I think some of those attributes are like the right ingredients for what I need.
I
need to say one more actually.
Okay, yeah,
someone who's health conscious and someone who's health conscious and I want to say fitness.
Fitness,
yeah, someone who's into fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And fitness, guys, does not mean someone who's at the gym. I'm mm-hmm. at the gym, and that's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there are various different ways to be fit.
Give me the ways.
So you can just be someone who prioritizes being active, like physically active, going for walks, going for runs, into football, basketball, paddle, badminton, whatever it is. But no smoking, excessive drinking, because I just think that as we get older, just... as people of color as well, our genetic makeup is different, and we have to really understand that, and as a result of that, just be mindful of our consumption, and also like mental health, you know, spiritual health. Spiritual health, why isn't that first on the list? Spiritual health,
that's the one.
Faith, someone of faith, a Christian, someone of faith. And I can say more on that in terms of, it doesn't mean someone who attends church every single Sunday, but someone who actually has the fear of God and has the conviction of the Holy Spirit, has a relationship with the Holy Spirit, fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So like mental health as well, just someone who prioritizes having, mentally stimulating conversations, intelligence. I want to say one more thing on spiritual health. The reason why that is important, because I know that like when you grow up as a Christian, you feel as if it's just a tick box, because that's what you know, that's what your parents have told you to look out for, and that's what you've grown up seeing, and you know, you just feel as a Christian, oh, it's just the right thing to do. But I've come to realize that even in my own journey and my walk with God, that there is so much practicality to having good spiritual health, to having like a relationship with the Holy Spirit, and it just comes down to practical things. So like even in your career, when you have a relationship with God and the Holy Spirit, you know times and seasons. Like, you know when to go into things, when to go into business, when to set up a venture, who to partner with. Time and chance, do you understand? Like, the kind of people that you should meet with. Just practical things. You'll know, like, when the economy's crashing in a certain industry, when to pull out of that. When to, do you understand what I mean? When currencies are, you know, going a bit crazy and maybe you're investing in a specific currency, exchange rates, all of these things, like, fellowship with the Holy Spirit gives you that discernment, so you just know how to make better decisions. That's the most practical thing and the one of the practical benefits. So those are some of the things that I look for.
First of all, yeah, smart lady. Like, thank all those you. Things. These things you said, I mean, it sounds like it's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not really. This is like, this is what you should kind of expect from people. Like, it's not really a long list like you think it is. But let's rewind. Let's go back to the beginning. So you spoke about communication. You spoke about authenticity. Authenticity is the one I want to talk about.
Was it individuality?
You also spoke about individuality. Yeah. So, but let me talk about authenticity. What would you classify as authenticity? Because I have seen where, so there's something called the lie of omission. We spoke about this.
We did speak about good. This.
Something called the lie of omission. So let's say you're dating someone, right? Now you ask them, how did your day go? So let's say in the midst of their day, maybe they went to see one babe like that, right? But let's say nothing happened, right?
Yeah.
But then you ask them, how did your day go? And it's like, oh, I did this, I did this, I did this. But then they omit that. Obviously, you don't know that they omitted that.
Right.
Would you say that's authenticity? Because they said every other thing that went on with their day. But they didn't say that. So when you say authenticity, what's the level of authenticity you're looking for? Because some people may not want that. Some people may not want to know those details. They just want to know, like, okay, this is what he did, this is what he did. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And I think that, like, is that, what do you call it, lie of omission, right?
Yeah, that's lie of omission.
Is the lie of omission, is that being authentic? I think if you've purposely omitted it because you feel like that person doesn't need to know because, you know, you shouldn't be doing it, then that's not being authentic. But if you've missed it out because you're protecting, for example, like,
you're protecting,
but let's be honest, if you're cheating, you're not omitting it because you're protecting the other person. You're omitting it because you know you've done wrong. But you shouldn't be cheating to begin with.
No. Let's say the cheating has happened.
Right. If
now,
you omit that, that is not being authentic in this particular scenario.
I hear that. No, we've moved past authenticity.
Okay,
now.
Cool.
Now we're kind of talking about cheating. I don't know how we got here. But we're here now. Okay. So do you think that it's a possibility that someone cheats on you and the person doesn't tell you, but the person doesn't tell you because they're trying to protect you? Do you think that's a thing?
That is a thing, but I do not subscribe to that.
Yeah.
At all. I would want to know. I would hate
you. You would want to know.
Yes.
But you know that there are people that won't want to know.
Yeah, and that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. I hear it.
Yeah.
But to me, you're like,
to me,
Rebecca Moses, I want to know, because I want to know what you're capable of so that I can understand you better and understand that I need to leave you. I just need to know, because I think cheating, me wanting to know is not just because, oh, you've cheated, so I'm going. It's a mental thing. So it helps me to understand your process, how you got there, how you now see me. It just gives me so much insight. Everything means something.
Yeah.
A lot of things mean something to me, to be honest.
Is it a deal breaker for you?
100%.
Like, regardless of where you are in the relationship.
As in, like, we're married with, like, three kids.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm not talking about, like, 2 months in. I'm saying, like, maybe tough, year, 2 years. Maybe there are kids involved. Do you really think it will be a deal breaker?
You know, I say this now, but I'm trying to say it would be a deal breaker so that anyone listening will not think that they can come and cheat. And then it's just like, okay, yeah, she said, please listen to this particular statement with a pinch of salt.
But
I think it's more, you know what? It's tough, man. It's tough. I think if I'm thinking ahead, me as a mother and a wife, and I have a family, and he's cheated. It depends on what he's done. Actually.
You know, I think that's a bit deep.
It's a bit
now.
Deep.
Let's talk about a relationship. You're not married.
I'm not married.
Deep. Like I'm saying, like the example I'm giving you now, you're not married to the person.
Oh, okay.
But you guys have been dating for.
Oh, we've been dating. Years. That's it's over.
It's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, why? You don't think like you can forgive that?
What did he do there?
What did he do? How?
Did he kiss someone? Did they have
like
sex?
Like the proper had sex. Like
okay, yeah.
He probably like flung her.
You got to go.
He turned her upside down.
You got to get out. Sorry, you have to go. Yeah. You had a good time.
Yeah.
You're going.
Fair enough.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Now, when the person goes, is that like you cut the relationship completely?
Yeah, and I think that's
like you cut the person from your life completely, or you can still like remain cordial, but.
No, we can't remain cordial because I've been disrespected.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And there are dynamics in different relationships where we're no longer friends or in a relationship, but we can still be cordial.
Yeah.
But because I may not have been disrespected, it might just be something else.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in this scenario, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your other deal breakers?
My deal breakers.
Actually, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to deal breakers,
mm-hmm.
let's see what you bring to the table.
Ooh. I don't like this question.
No, okay, either. Yeah. I guess the question can be a bit tricky. I don't know why this question is tricky. No, but for real, you just said...
people have to speak about themselves and like nobody can actually verify whether what you're bringing to the table is what
it's not about bringing to the table. So when the first question I asked you was, what would you like to see in a relationship? So that's what you expect someone to bring to the table.
Right.
So why wouldn't you bring something back?
Of course I'm bringing to the table.
Exactly.
I am the table.
Yeah, 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 not any table.
I'm the table.
That's everybody's
everyone says that these days, I am the table.
Break that table, man. No, but what I mean is like, what are your own qualities?
My own qualities,
yeah.
Okay. So this is one of the ones that we speak about a lot about me, which is that I am a people person.
Yeah.
Like I have a gift of people. I feel like I just have the gift of, I have a gift to cultivate like relationships, and I have time for people. And when I love people, I love them deeply and it's very wholesome. I am extremely like supportive. And I will say that a lot of these things that I'm mentioning are things that have been said to me by people close to me that I trust, wise counsel that I trust. So I may think these of myself, but people have also said these things to me. So extremely supportive, patient. I've been told that I'm really patient. I think I'm very gracious with things. I don't really have a very like dramatic way of dealing with things. I'm very like, I do things quite tastefully.
Yeah.
Graciously as well. I'm very considerate and I think that's why I'm gracious. So I just try to be delicate with people and matters and things like that. I'm a lot of fun. I'm a lot of fun.
I hear that.
I'm a lot of fun.
Look at you selling yourself.
Wow. I know, how awkward. Awkward.
Please, your market,
what else is a quality?
Intuition. See me, I'm even helping.
Thank you. Intuitive. Very intuitive, very sensitive, very observant. So those three kind of like coincide with each other.
Yeah.
So very observant, very detailed. I guess that's why I'm observant. Like I pick up on the details, the smallest. Sometimes it's annoying because I'll notice when someone's tone towards me changes or like even a mannerism. I'm like, what does
Fair
that mean?
Enough.
And sometimes it's nothing, but I'm glad I have that. What else do I bring to the table?
Should we say you're at the table?
I'm at the table.
Okay, good.
What else do I bring? Yeah. I think I'm someone who is creative. As you said, multifaceted. hence, like my...
Bless you.
Thank you. My career, my business, obviously. My business is the more creative side. Very analytical mind, hence I have.
I remind me to ask you something after the pod.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have an analytical side as well because my corporate career is an investment, so there's that.
So what are your pet peeves? Do you know, I never really understood what that pet peeve thing even meant, but I guess it means like what are the things that you don't like?
Anyone that bites their nails. Bitter nails is a nail.
You know the funny thing, I'm actually growing my nails.
So I'm proud of you.
Down the pod.
Yeah, I told
you. I know why you said that. Look at you. I know why you said it. Well, you can't catch me sleeping.
You know what? I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
What else? Just poor personal hygiene.
Yeah.
I like nice teeth. I just like cleanliness, you know.
Yeah.
Just someone who, yeah, so lack of that is a pet peeve. Mm. Someone who's self-absorbed. Someone who's very self-absorbed.
That's a tricky one.
Centered.
That's a tricky one because a lot of people think I'm self-absorbed.
Absorbed,
yeah.
I think I understand how they would think that.
I also understand why they would think that, to be honest.
Yeah. I understand why they think that, but yeah.
Do you think so?
No.
What do you think?
I just think it's a strong level of like confidence, and I told you borderline cocky, but like any more than that,
we pass the territory.
Yeah, I think you're very like very confident, very sure of yourself. You think highly of yourself, which is great.
Very.
Yeah, you think highly of yourself. Pet peeve: someone who's just got poor manners. Just you speak to people very like badly. Just you know. Poor manners. Pet peeve. Stingy. That's a pet peeve. That's very annoying.
And it
doesn't have to be just towards me, just in general.
In general, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to ask me with regards to this whole relationship thing?
Relationships. What do I want to ask you? What do you look for in a relationship, actually?
So
I don't think anyone knows.
So I don't look
guys,
for
you
much.
You can thank me for asking this question because I'm sure some of you might want to know.
Funny enough, I was looking at my statistics on the pod.
Yeah.
And 65% of the listeners are female.
You're welcome, ladies.
Like only like 30 are male, and then the remaining 5 they said is not specified. So I don't know days. If like some days and them that are listening. But yeah, so what do I look for in a relationship? To me, it's not a lot. Authenticity is number one.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to be authentic. Like, because I've put a lot of effort into my authenticity. Like, I've put a lot of effort into trying to always say truth. Because it's not easy to always say the truth. And that's just facts. But I've put a lot of effort into trying to always say the truth. Or at least not lying. You know, there's a difference between... There can be a difference between saying the truth and not lying.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone can ask you something, you may not say everything, but you're not lying about what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So I've put a lot of effort into, I mean, authenticity is like the key to life. You get, there's this guy I was listening to, his name is Gary Brecker. He's a doctor, and he was talking about the different emotions people feel, and they measured it in a, so I've forgotten the name of the machine that's called, I think a Faraday machine or something like that. And he said that out of all the emotions, which is love, fear, lust, anger, everything, that the emotion with the highest frequency is the emotion of authenticity. And it makes so much sense. The truth, literally, the Bible says the truth will set you free. Do you get so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so authenticity, number one. Number two, respect. I need someone who respects me because I am respectable. So, like, I just need you to acknowledge that.
Oh, wow. Come on, talk your talk.
Really, no, for real. I just need you to acknowledge, you know, that. And, and someone who's sacrificial. Or kind. Because if I say sacrificial, that sounds like, oh, you should go and kill yourself.
Give your life.
So, But then it's biblical where Jesus said, greater love hath no man than. So there's the standard love, which is love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But he also went ahead to say, like, there's no greater love than he that laid down his life for his friend.
What's your definition of love? The sacrifice.
Yeah, love for me is just sacrifice.
Same.
Like every other, everything that every way you can express love, like sacrifice
is in there.
Exactly, it's the cornerstone.
Yeah, I agree.
So for me, that's what love is. Yeah, so I think that's it for me. And then, in terms of, you didn't speak about your physical, like what you look for physically.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, for me, in terms of physical, so my physical attributes are not really they are not do or die,
right?
Or do's or die, or whatever. Mm. However, I said,
they're just nice to have.
Yeah, it's just nice to have. Do you get? So for me, braids, man.
Yeah, you're a braids guy.
Braids is
fresh braids.
Braids. You know how Delilah kept asking Samson, "Guy, what's your weakness? What's your weakness?" And you never told, "Yo, my weakness, mileage." I'm telling you now,
ladies, are you listening?
My weakness,
braids.
Braids. Number one. Number two, dark skin girls.
Mm.
I was telling you that I like girls that, like, if I touch their skin, it can stain my skin.
That's how pigmented the melanin is. Get,
like, it has to be strong. Black coffee.
Mm. Black coffee.
Then what else? Yeah, you also need to be fit, because I'm very fit. I am extremely fit, and I can still get better. You know, so I can't deal with someone who is not fit. Mm. Not, no disrespect to unfit people, but
you need the same habits. Like,
yeah, we just need to have the same habits. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah.
Then my deal breakers is literally the opposite of what I look for.
Right.
Which is dishonest. I hate dishonesty in my life. Like, I hate it so much.
Yeah.
Because for me, I feel like it's cowardice. Like, if you cannot tell me, if you cannot tell someone the truth, it's like you're scared of the person,
right?
Or you're scared of what the person is going to do with that information, right? Or anything like that.
Yeah.
So is it still green?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still green.
So yeah, that was just my check. So yeah, I just feel like, man, I don't want to be with someone who
doesn't have the courage to tell me.
To tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Dishonesty, disrespect. Disrespect actually comes before dishonesty. To me, it's kind of similar, because if you're not honest to me, it's kind of disrespectful to me anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, disrespect, and that's it. And then cheating is obviously deal breaker, because it's a combination of dishonesty and disrespect.
That's cheating.
Like, I was telling you the other day that, like, cheating on me is like, it's the worst thing you can do to me. Like,
yeah,
with all my God confidence, all of that, cheating is the one thing that will make me think twice about myself.
Right.
And that's just not a place I want to be. I used to always think it was a deal breaker.
Right.
And then it happened to me. I was like, can I forgive this? But then it just didn't work. So now I know for sure that it's a deal. Like, if you're going, Otiloy. It's going.
Yeah, could you be with someone of a different, like, ethnicity who's not Nigerian?
That's a fantastic question.
It is.
That's a very fantastic question. I would veer towards Nigerians.
Okay.
Why? Because there's a level of banter that Nigerians have.
It's sweet. It's just sweet.
Like, if I'm with a white girl, or maybe someone from
Ghana.
Yeah, Ghana is even fair enough.
It's close, right?
Yeah, it's close. But let's say, like, Zimbabwe.
Why is that making me laugh?
No, but Zim girls, yo. Zim girls are crazy, man. Like, I don't know, that East Africa, the bodies they have.
The bodies are different.
I don't get it.
The bodies,
man,
are very different.
You actually have an East Africa body.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Thanks. But
yeah. So I don't know. I don't think I can. I won't veer towards that, would you? I think you can.
I mean, my preference would be a Nigerian. Just this, it's just like, some things are so unspoken.
Yeah,
just the eye contact, enough, exactly. The mannerisms, you get it. Just the communication is like unmatched. Mm. Culture.
Yeah.
Especially on this trip, like, I've just fallen more in love with like the diversity of our culture. We have several tribes and it's just beautiful. Yeah. Anyway, I could, but my initial preference would be a Nigerian.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm open. But yeah. Top on the list.
Fair enough. That's actually interesting, because you actually grew up in the UK. So
I did.
Did you ever date a white guy?
No.
At all?
No. I never did. You know what? Someone said to me recently, like, oh, I can see you with one. And I'm just like, I just can't, to be honest. And it's not even like a choice. I genuinely just don't see them as, I just can't find them as attractive.
How about black guys that are non-Nigerian?
Oh yeah, for real.
You can.
I can.
Yeah, that's
I cool. love a chocolate. Okay, so physical.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Physical things that I would like, someone who's dark skin. I love dark skin men. Dark chocolate fit.
That's weird, because you're dark skin.
I am.
So usually, like, people prefer like
the opposite.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, dark skin all the way. I find dark skin men extremely attractive. And someone who is fit, obviously, because I'm fit. So just we'll just look good together. Yeah. And I'm playing, but yeah, that's attractive. Someone who is my height, at least, at the very least. Like, I would like.
Guys, Rebecca is describing me.
someone who's at least my height. You know what I mean? And then what else? Someone who's just well put together, neat, clean. You know, clean. I love a clean guy. Clean. I don't really care about beards. Being bold, I'm indifferent.
Rebecca is really describing me now.
Indifferent about all of that. Facial hair is just, yeah, indifferent.
Well, facial hair is nice, though.
It's nice.
Nice, yeah.
It is nice. But yeah, I'm indifferent. I wouldn't discriminate.
Fair enough. You know what? That actually, facial hair, let me actually talk about that, because this is a rare moment of vulnerability. There was a time that I was so insecure about the fact that I didn't have a lot, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking back to that time, I was just like, what was I thinking?
What were you thinking?
What was I thinking?
I think it was a thing, though.
Yeah, it was a thing. It was a thing. To be honest, what was a thing before was clean shave.
Really?
But that was like maybe like 10, 15 years ago. And then somehow it evolved to
having facial hair, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was a sign of like masculinity.
Exactly, yeah. And then I'm sure it will evolve again, because there was a time that Adam's apple was the thing. Yeah. And then I have it, and then.
But was that between guys, or was that like?
I don't actually know, you know.
Between you guys, because I don't think women really like care for Adam's apple like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I don't know actually. But yeah, so there was that time, and now I think about it, I'm just like, bro, why did I ever? Bro, like, the way I am, bro. It's hard to be like me, but this is my self-absorbedness coming out.
Self-absorbed streak.
Exactly. But anyway, yeah, so there was that time. So I used to be insecure about that.
Mm-hmm.
And my feet. And my nails. But my feet now, like, footballer's, I embrace feet. It so much, because like, the reason I'm that
good, it's a badge of honor.
Like, exactly, it's a badge of honor, because that's why I'm that good at football. I played a lot with my
bare feet. You played the life out of football.
Yeah. And then, I mean, look at me. I am exactly.
You are exactly who you think.
But anyway, lest we digress.
Yes.
But yeah, is there anything you want to, as we're getting close to the end of this ep, is there anything that you felt like we didn't touch on with regards?
I think that we should speak about like friendship dynamics a little bit quickly. Oh, actually, this question we wanted to ask each other as well, which is like, what is our biggest, what is our most unique like character trait? Did we answer that question already?
No.
Okay.
But that's a very great.
What do
question.
We like about ourselves the most?
I like your aura.
Okay.
Oh, are you talking about what I like about my own self?
Yeah, but I didn't want to ruin your train of thought.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we can do
fair
both.
Enough. Fair enough, fair enough. So for you, it's your aura. Like, I feel like you have this very attractive personality. Like, you draw people to you. Like you said, you're a people person. So, yeah, that's so evident. Like, anyone who looks at you just already sees that.
Thanks.
Yeah, she was just smiling.
Looking at me, waiting for the thank you.
No, I was waiting. I was wondering, why are you smiling like that? But anyway... Yeah, for me, so this is going to sound like the most cocky thing that's ever been said. So I believe, I believe that I am the most charismatic person on the planet. That's different from me saying I am the most charismatic person on the planet, because whoever is more charismatic than me, I don't know. But my belief is that I'm the most charismatic person, because, and I think it's a gift. So I was gifted with a number of things like football, arts, intelligence, business acumen, and all that. But I believe that, like, the thing that God literally, like, let's say if he poured, let's say, how would I explain this? Let's say all these other gifts I have are like a bottle size. My charisma is the size of a tank.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's the way I see it. I just think I'm very charismatic, and it's hard for someone to not be attracted to me. Like, not just sexually or anything. I mean, like, just generally, even like guys, like, people would naturally gravitate towards me. And it's just a gift that I have. Yeah, so that's my favorite characteristic about myself.
About yourself.
What's yours?
About.
Do you agree with that?
I agree.
You have to.
Here we go. My favorite character trait about you is your confidence. I just love how highly you think about yourself and how sure you are, like, of yourself. You're just so sure of yourself. You're just so, like, just, yeah, like, you're just so sure of yourself. And you're also sure of yourself because you're actually excellent at what you do. It's not like some confidence that has no, like, basis.
Yeah.
You're actually a special person. Like, you're excellent at everything that you do. All the things that I saw when I literally, like, came across you online were kind of mind-blowing. And I've actually seen one of your pieces of art in person. Yeah. And, like, I was just staring at it because I didn't know what to say. Yeah. I didn't actually know how to describe how I felt looking at it.
That's a compliment. Love
yeah,
that.
It was... I didn't know what to say. All I could say was, like, wow, because genuinely, like, I was quite speechless. You're really good.
Thank you.
Like, you're really, really good. So I can understand. You deserve to be confident. You have the right to be confident.
Thank you.
And then about myself. About myself. What's my favorite? I think it's my aura too, to be honest. I think it's my aura.
I did see.
It's my aura. Because I think my aura consists of how I carry myself, how I come across, what you feel when you are around me, how you feel when you're around me, how me being in your life makes you feel. And it's just through the experiences that people have had of me, and I can just see the impact of it. And I think that's a gift. I think my aura is a gift.
It is.
Yeah.
This has been... Do you know what? I still feel like there's a lot more...
There's a lot more...
We can talk about, but...
We need a part two on, yeah, like, just relationship dynamics, yeah, in general.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But just because of time...
Yeah.
We've been flying for a while. We're actually recording this episode in the car.
The things that you have to do.
We're actually recording the in the car. Under
I flew all the way.
Abuja sun.
And we needed to make it happen.
Yeah, but the AC actually...
The AC is coming through. Like, I'm really, really happy about this. It's meant to be.
Say less. So, Rebecca, you know how you go.
I know the drill.
You know the drill. But before we do that, I want you to... So this is a culture on mileage.
Yeah.
I want you to give flowers to a random person in your life. That person can't be. Yeah. I feel like I know who you would give this to, but just go. Anybody.
Oh, this is so cute.
Yeah. This babe has like 15 people.
I know. I'm now thinking flowers, like, no one be upset with me. But
you're just picking one. You're not picking the best person.
I'm picking the person who has impacted my life, and just like impacted me in ways that like I'll never really forget, and have really contributed to this version of like Rebecca that I am today. And I want to give flowers to Deborah.
I knew it.
Yeah. Hey, boo. I want to give her flowers because I feel like she's someone who has read me like a book. Like, she said certain things to me about myself that I knew existed, but I couldn't really communicate them.
That's a real one.
Like, when she tells me things about myself, it makes me very emotional because I never knew that I could meet anyone who could see me the way she does. And it's like overwhelming. It's just like, you're not even my mom. You're not my parent. So flowers to her for being someone who is extremely attentive to me, introspective. I feel like she's a bit of a therapist to me without realizing. The kind of conversations that we have contributed to just my development, my character development.
Yeah.
And she does it without trying. And she's patient with me. So flowers to you.
Shout out, Deborah. I've actually heard a lot about
you've
you.
You've heard so. Everyone who knows me has heard about
Deborah. So yeah, before I ever started saying, give someone flowers.
You already knew
it was Deborah. I already knew it was you. So. Yeah. So, Rebecca, it's time to land this aircraft.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see how your landing skills are.
try my best not to crash the aircraft.
No, there's no crashing here.
No crashing.
I'm the pilot, so if the wings start going this way,
starts veering, you got control. You. Yeah. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for journeying with us on today's flight. We hope that you've had a pleasant time and you've enjoyed riding with us. We look forward to our next journey together. Stay safe. Until next time, take care.
So that was. So what you did, yeah? What you did was just bring the aircraft down. You actually landed it, but like you just left it after landing. You didn't bring it to a halt.
Oh.
So what I was supposed to say is, subscribe to the pod, follow the pod, rate the pod 5 stars.
Lest I forget.
Okay, so I'm giving the controls back to you.
Lest I forget. I know that you guys have enjoyed this journey. And exactly. If you have, please subscribe, share, like, and even join us.
Yeah.
You know, come into the seat of a co-pilot. And yeah, enjoy till next time.
Come on. You tried.
I tried.
With help.
I saved it.
Yeah, you saved it. And passengers were like, what's going on? Is this aircraft not going to stop?
I saved it.
But yeah, guys, it's been real. Thank you for staying till this is the 45-minute mark. I'm holding 30 minutes.
Why do I feel like we've been speaking for like 10 minutes?
Do you guess? Feels like we're speaking for like 7 minutes. Even.
Really?
But yeah, yeah, thank you for boarding. And this is the captain signing out. Rebecca signing out. Peace to the Middle East. Rebecca actually needs peace in the Middle East because she actually stays there.
I stay in the Middle East, so I need the peace.
Yeah, peace to the Middle East, peace to the world. And see you on the next flight. Bye.
Bye.